Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is Tom Chenault. It's Marianne Niehaus. It is the Tom Chenault Show, and it is a Saturday afternoon, and it is going to be a blast today. Hello, Marianne Niehaus. How are you, baby?
Hello, Tom. You know what? I'm really good. The sun is out, and I'm very excited.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day. We had a great morning, and, yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Well, glad to have you on, man. This is going to be a great, great day, and we're going to go right to it. We've got Troy Dooley with us, and Dooley is the MLMHelpDesk.com. He's the self-proclaimed, I don't even know what he says he is. I mean, I read all these things that he describes himself as, and the words are so big that I can't even figure them out, Marianne. But I know he's a heck of a nice guy. He's a smart guy. He's a committed guy. He's a war veteran. I mean, everything about him is, it just reeks of trying to do the next right thing. I think he gets a little conflicted between what's journalism and what's infomercial once in a while, but I always bust him about that, and that's good. So, hello, Troy Dooley. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself, buddy?
I've never been better. How's my favorite journalist?
You know, I'm your favorite journalist, infomercial, blogger, crazy guy. That's me, man. I'm here, and I'm doing phenomenally well today because I'm in Florida, and there's no rain.
That is great news. So Troy, before we get started, why don't you tell us exactly what it is you do? You take some paying clients and you represent them, but you disclose that you represent them right up front, and then you also report on this profession, the people in it, the legalities around it, the whole shot, right?
Yeah, that's true. We've got actually three different businesses, Tom, but what most people know us for is doing either infomercial or paid editorials with our clients, whether that's through a YouTube video or something that we've done on the blog. And we also do a lot of just news reporting. We've done some stuff with our good buddy, Doug Fireball, over at the Home Business Network. We do a lot of stuff just on our own blogs, and we do a lot of stuff just across social media to keep the heads up. And, I mean, you've seen my profiles. We do a lot of stuff just from the Wall Street Journal to pass it around. So, you know, it's a combination.
Yeah, what's that? Yeah. And I'm actually liking your new deal where you're clipping articles out of the paper and then taking a picture of them and then commenting on them. I don't understand why you would have given Silk Road that much good press the other day. I thought that was rather ridiculous. But you also, at the end of the day, said maybe we're going to see how this stuff comes to light. And I know Joby Weeks was talking about what a travesty it was that guy got a life sentence. But that Tor thing and that Silk Road, that thing was kind of built for people to do stuff under where no one could watch it. And I just never saw a whole lot of good coming out of that. How about you?
And there was no good to it at all. But understand, we also own a company that's heavy into cyber security and into the actual tech and gaming side of things. So we covered that from the aspect of this, the actual Tor network. And this is off subject, Tom, but just so you know, the Tor network is actually a U.S. government-funded project. So when you get right down to the nitty-gritty, an agency of the U.S. government actually funded the underground network that was used to solicit and sell some of the most notorious drugs through the Silk Road. And that's why we covered that, is to say, hey, there's a lot of things that were not disclosed in this small article that if people have followed it, they understand how this guy got away with that. And you've got to be cautious whether you're using Bitcoin, whether you're using some underground network, because it's never what people think that it is, and that's why we covered that, Tom.
Okay, cool. I don't care about that. I mean, that's not network marketing. That's not this space. That's not this conversation. Let's start out with BK Borrego and just what happened over there at CBS News in Phoenix. It felt to me like that was just about the most agenda-driven, slanted, worthless article, worthless news report I've ever seen in my life. What did you feel about that?
I would would agree with that. I mean, it's one of these things that there are many, many companies in network marketing that will use that old scenario of, hey, come to us. You don't need an education. Don't get a job. Don't do all that. BK and his crew have never done that. They have been good proponents of people going out there and doing whatever it takes to be successful. And if that means going to college, doing your business with Bima part-time, making some money, paying for your bills, great. But, yeah, this truly seemed agenda-driven. And it just could be that, you know, some parent's kid or somebody didn't make it in Bima because I got to tell you, and this is just the millennials in and of themselves, they are a wild bunch of kids. And whether it's Bima or any other company, Tom, they can say things that are so far out of compliance and they get so wild that I think BK would have to hire 1,000 people to try to keep all those kids in line.
Yeah. And here's the deal. These kids are putting up $400 or $500 and getting $400 or $500 worth of product. I know that Kevin Marino said they were getting like $600 or $700 worth of products. The fact of the matter is they're getting a lot of product. I'm not sure. I am too, and it's got a money back guarantee. I'm not sure I'm as allergic to that as sitting down with a little kid, 17 to 18 years old, saying, okay, here's what we're going to do. We want you to get college loans to go to college. And we want you to go to Bettington, or we want you to go to a private school or a state school. And they will give you college loans to do that. So these kids with their English majors, their political science majors, their majors that are never going to generate a job that is going to service that debt, go out and borrow a couple $100,000 at age 17 or 18, and then they graduate from college and they have no job. And if they do have a job, it's never going to pay enough to make that investment in that education real. And we're not talking $500 money back guaranteed. We're talking $200,000 that you can't even discharge in bankruptcy. How's that right? And $500 money back guaranteed wrong to teach kids about business. They put up their $500 up. They own a small business. They learn the highs and lows of the small business. They get their nose bloodied. They might fail, but they didn't fail at a level that they can't even discharge in bankruptcy like these college loans. Do you agree with that?
No, you've got it right there. And I think it goes back to so many times kids that do go to college are following their parents' alter ego. Their parents are one that drove them to a specific type of education. I know my oldest daughter is just getting ready to graduate and get an AA, and she has changed her major, Tom, so many times to decide what she wanted to do, and we've stayed totally out of it. And I believe that if a person's going to go to school, then they need to be able to look at themselves and say, what is it that I want to do down the road? And sadly, I don't think these kids know at 17 and 18 or even 21 what they want to do. So by the time they get there, they're so far up in debt. They've been told they've got to go to a specific school. And then they get out of school and it's like, what the heck am I going to do with this doggone degree? I mean, heck, look at how many actual people are on TV that are commentators or reporters, and you find out that they got a law degree and they can't get a job, so they go on TV. I mean, that's the sadness of this thing.
Yeah, and here's the deal, you guys, and I keep talking about this because it's just making me crazy. I think these guys got so railroaded that when you start looking at this profession, and one of the charges by CBS News is that they walked into a very, very positively charged room. I mean, that's a lot better than living with the resignation, cynicism, and despair that these kids are living with out there in the real world. And if they would embrace network marketing, and if mainstream America would embrace network marketing, that would let these kids go to college with their English majors and their all kinds of majors that are never going to get them a job. And then these kids come out of college and they start embracing this business as a bridge to them getting their dream job. it might actually help those kids not have to work at Taco Bell for minimum wage or something like that. So my hat's off to BK Barreco. I read, you know, they talked about him being worth $37 million or some crazy number. Who cares? The guy has sunk his life into building his companies, New Vision, then obviously keeping going all the way through to Vima and all the various manufacturing he does. He is a successful, wealthy guy who has made money in the world the right way by working hard, and no one can begrudge him that. I mean, good golly, I just, there's nothing about that whole hatchet job that made any sense to me.
Let me say something to that. I know BK very well, and just a couple of weeks ago was in Dallas with him. You were there, and for a guy that definitely has been successful, he has more than earned what most people will. He took the time to sit down and just chat with a bunch of us that were hanging out that just wanted to bend his ear. The boy's not forgotten where he's come from. He's a father of, good Lord, he's got more kids than I've got, I think, and they're all under like the age of 8. You know, he's just out there doing it. And Tom, something that was in this report that I kind of looked at and thought, seriously, why didn't they go after some real bad companies? Is that they want to talk about how three parents, referred to the company as brainwashing their kids. Then they said there were five investigations that the FTC had told them about. But here's what you got to look at. There's 145,000 independent professional entrepreneurs. A lot of those are these young millennial kids out there building something, having a good time. And yet, if they buy $400, $500, $600 worth of product, it's going to be the Verve energy drink more than likely. I drink that. My kids drink that. They love the product, so it's not going to sit around in a garage. And let's look at something that Vima does right, because they've got their little Next program, which is a vitamin for kids. And every bottle of Next that a parent buys for their own children, BK turns around and gives a bottle of that to undernutritious, underprivileged children across the world. I know when we were raising some support for Haiti a few years ago when the earthquake hit, they moved pallets of that stuff into Haiti. So, yeah, this was a hatchet job, brother.
We got Troy D. A bright. He's like. Arch rival down. There's very few people. And a lot of guys are, but I will tell you the fact.
The receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007.
And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Back, it's Tom Chenault, and it is the Tom Chenault Show. Got Troy Dooley with us. We've got Marianne Neha for a couple. We'll stay through the rest of the shorts. And only grown this thing. Solution.
welcome back. It is Tom Chenault and the Tom Chenault Show. I hope you are having a great, great afternoon. It looks like my unit here at the Chenault radio station got dropped on its head, and that's why we were cutting in and out. And thank God we have this incredible engineer that figured out the problem, and we are back in business. So, Troy Yearly, back. We were finishing up with Zima and got cut off. So let's just flip it over to Dubley. What the heck did you do that has you getting sued by these guys?
You know, it's an interesting quandary, to be quite honest, because in looking at the letter that came from the attorney, the majority of everything that he quotes in his letter as being as blaming me for it actually came from Oz at Behind MLM. And the few things that we actually published at MLM Help Desk that he is concerned with, the majority, all except one, is actually linked over to third-party sources, including our good friend and our buddy, Rod Cook. So it's a little perplexing that they decided they wanted to sue me. But I'm assuming that since Oz lives in Thailand and he's an Australian by birth, that they can't get him. So they had to come after low-hanging fruit, I guess.
And are you at all worried about them?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, Kevin Thompson, who's my attorney, had reached out to their attorney saying, look, you know, we're going through your letter. Here's where Troy's stance is. And the attorney for Dubley wrote a letter back yesterday and said he thought Kevin Thompson was disingenuous in his explanation of who I am and what we're doing, and that that we have two options: take the post down that we originally wrote, or be sued. And Kevin,
all right, hey Troy, we got to take a quick break. Stick around for 1 minute. We'll be right back.
Absolutely.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
We got Troy Dooley, we got Tom Chenault, we got Marianne Neff, and this is the Tom Chenault Show. And Troy, can you hear me perfectly, I hope?
Yep, you're fine, brother.
All right, this is good news. All right, so, Dooley, going back. So, inside of that conversation, Troy, these guys are saying that they're not going to let you off the hook if you don't, unless you pull the blog down. But the blog, did it even say anything that was anything negative about Dooley, or what happened there?
No, not really. You know, we've gone over the blog post, I don't know how many times, over and over and over, trying to see what could have been the issue on our side. And whereas I was very clear that I thought it was strange that the company was changing its name, but I also said I thought it was good that they had a new board, that they had new officers, and that now, you know, Michael Hansen was giving up the reins and letting the company possibly grow. So, there was nothing, it was more of a neutral stance on things. And the interesting part of it, Tom, is we've had almost as many positive reports on Dooley, if you will. I had a good friend of mine that went to work for him, actually two good friends over the last 2 years. And we have talked about that from a corporate level. We have given them leeway when they've made changes. But it started, my concerns really started fourth quarter of last year. And I'll actually break this on your show. We have not made this public until now. But in October of last year, at the Eric Voorhees event in Vegas, I sat down and had a semi-private, John Hammack, a consultant in the industry, was there. But John Hammack, myself, and the new chairman of the board from Dooley had a phenomenal conversation where I literally raised my concerns about some of the compliance issues that we were seeing at the time, and that I wish that he could help me get in contact with people to talk to them about what we see and make sure that they understand, hey, this needs to be fixed or you guys are going to be in some hot water, because the reps were out there bragging about all the money they were making in a very short period of time. And as you know, Tom, income claims are no-no.
Yeah, and I've heard nothing but noise about that, actually. And
how much money these guys are really making. I can't figure out what do, you know, I know it's a cashback program. And I know somebody heavily involved with them is a very, very good friend of mine. I had dinner with Michael Alexander in Minhode in some city I was in, maybe Dallas. I can't even remember where I was. And they were telling me that, you know, even though they changed the board of directors to a heavily weighted stock, or I mean really strong business guys, stock market type loaded board, and they put these two, the new president and new vice president at the helm, who don't feel like network marketers to me. But when I mentioned that to, and I said, are you selling out to corporate America here? Alexander and Minho were completely adamant that no, this was part of the master plan. And for these guys to grow this company to the giant that they needed it to be, that guy Hansen needed to basically hire great people, which they believe he did, and execute a business plan that they had all along in an effort to create a cashback program that was powerful. And so those two guys were completely bullish on the news. It felt confusing to me. The board of directors looks confusing to me. The president and vice president looks confusing to me. But these guys seem to think that it was all part of the big picture. And by getting this Hansen guy to go out and be what he's great at doing, which is apparently being in the front of the room and leading from a stage and glad-handing, that the company was going to be better for that. What do you think?
Well, I think that over the years, if you look at Dubley, the one thing that has been missing, I mean, I guess you could sit down and as a business analyst, you could go through a lot of stuff. But the main thing that was missing was that they really weren't mobile centric. As everybody started to move to mobile platforms, the cashback, e-commerce, you know, this is industry wide, not just in network marketing. You know, Dubley really wasn't poised for that. They didn't have an app that was out there or anything else. And this new crew they brought in have extensive background with Hip Cricket and the e-commerce and mobile platform. And, you know, I don't know if they're going to be able to do what they want to do. I don't even know what they're planning. But I do believe that it is time that the company, if they're going to move forward, if they want to see their stock price increase, if they want to see the company grow, then they've got to have a crew that's in charge of the company that's not just a visionary. And as you and I both know, it's one thing to be a visionary and come up with the plan. It's another one to go out there and execute it. And even going back to our previous segment with BK, BK has a crew that runs his company. And I think at this time, that's kind of what Dubley's doing. It's just confusing why they would come after me for what other people have written and said.
Yeah. I mean, you're not even in the game. I mean, this is, yeah. So I'm agreeing with you. I think that you are completely innocent and it is crazy that whatever's going on is going on and it doesn't make any sense. And I think you're finally innocent for once. So what about what I want? So let's leave that one. And Lioness Australia, big criminal case, big civil case. I don't know if it's criminal or not. I know that there's a bunch of stuff in court getting ready to be serious. Lioness U.S., what do you know about that whole deal?
Well, Lioness America, they are a client of mine, so I need to disclose that. We do compliance work with them. And they are a different subsidiary than Australia, but what I do understand on the Australian thing is that there was a long-term investigation over there with the equivalent of RFTC, and that now that is in court. Now, from speaking obviously from Dubley, they feel that everything will be vindicated in their favor, but I'd be out of my league talking about Australia because I just don't know what's going to happen. You know, we've seen good companies like ACN go through this same thing and then turn around and be exonerated. So, you know, without knowing everything, I can't speak on it.
All right, good. All right, let's move on. What do you think about Forever Green and this hemp, General Hemp thing?
Dude, when that came out yesterday, I was watching the video. It's a little confusing to me. I took the time yesterday afternoon as I was renovating my house and watched the videos of all of the Forever Green conventions.
And, you know, they look like they're trying to be like a baby longevity. They have all these products for all these people doing all this stuff. And I noticed in there that they said they've had hemp products since 2011. So it seems that whatever they're doing with General Hemp, and it's hard to tell. Both companies are publicly traded. Obviously, there's got to be a quiet period, whatever's going on. But it looks like they just want to fortify whatever their hemp products are going to be with General Hemp. It's confusing to me, Tom. I don't know quite where it's going to go. I did reach out to Ron Williams, and Ron texted me back and said, yes, General Hemp invested in our company, but I'm still the man in charge, and it's still my vision, and we're still rolling forward. So that's what I know about that one.
Well, anything over a 4.9% stake, doesn't that become, I think even less than that, when he announced it from the stage and said that it was a major investment in alliance, to not have them file some sort of paperwork with the SEC or the NASD, I saw nothing on the tape about any kind of alliance or merger or buyout or acquisition on either side. Did you ever see anything?
No, not at all. Matter of fact, all they did was I think Ron said, we inked a deal in the boardroom across the hall. Now, for all we know, that's just a letter of intent. I can say that in going to the Forever Green website yesterday, now I don't know how it is today, yesterday their investor relation page was down and it said coming soon in the header on Google. So I'm not quite sure what's going on, Tom, but I would think that you would file something in advance of making a public statement with two publicly traded companies. But again, if it's just a letter of intent, if nothing's really come of it, you and I both know how conventions are. CEOs get up there all excited and you know, the ink's not even dry yet on the paper and things change. So it'd be interesting to see how the week goes out with that one.
What's there to be afraid of out there? Any pyramids, any travel pyramids, anything like that? I need to be kind of standing here saying, what's going on?
Well, I got two different categories. Travel is one of them. It's almost like we're heating up for a travel war with all these companies, some of them old players that are coming back into the game, some of them brand new people getting involved. We're seeing a lot of regular companies adding travel as a portfolio product. I'd caution people, if the money sounds too good to be true and the company's fresh and brand new and they don't have a lot of travel yet, I'd be real cautious about joining. And the other category, Tom, is these cyber, I don't want to call them cyber, they're actually the virtual currency that's going on out there, the cryptocurrency. There's too much of those. Man, people need to stay away from those. Those are as dangerous as penny auctions or reverse auctions that we saw. I have not seen one yet that did not look like a literally Ponzi and pyramid scheme coming across the board.
Well, anytime you're messing with money or anything connected to money like that, it becomes a currency that is regulated by the United States Securities and Exchange Commission. And no matter how you crack it and how you cover it up, it gets a little scary when you're playing. It's tough enough with the FTC and the FCC without dealing with the SEC and the NASD and all that. Would you agree with that?
No, I fully agree with that. And in studying, going back to Silk Road, Tom, we started studying Bitcoin and some of these other currencies, and government wants to regulate this. This has been unregulated. So if these companies are doing anything under the table wrong, or they just didn't cross the T's and dot their I's, regulators are going to be sniffing all over the place because they've already questioned this currency crap. So people need to just stay to the tried and true or realize that you better do so much due diligence before you get involved, because something that we should talk about, Tom, is the clawbacks. Man, people get in here toting all this big money and they're found to be a pyramid or a Ponzi, then the regulators will go after the top income earners and they will claw that money back, and most people spend it before they put it in the bank.
I hate to bring up a four-letter word that you just despise, but if anybody wants to know about clawbacks, all you have to do is take a look at these big money people that made and spent big money in Zeek rewards only to have the federales come back and say, not only did you not do that the right way, but you have to give the money back. And that's a tough thing. That's the clawback that you're talking about, right, Troy?
That is correct, brother, all the way. People got to be careful.
Yeah, so don't do that. We're going to take one more break, and we're going to come back with Troy Dooley, and we're going to have some fun. We're still going to be punching him a little bit because I love him. And it's very, very cool. So I hope this has been a decent show, even with the technical difficulties. We'll be right back right after this.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAFE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm hoping that's all it was.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I'd prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Final segment, Troy Dooley, the rock star, Marianne Niehaus, the beautiful little producer of the show, the Tom Chenault Show. We are having a great little Saturday here. Troy Dooley's been, he talked about Vima. He thought they got a short, a really, 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 really cruddy deal. And I happen to agree with that. And then he came back and said, Also, I want to talk about what happened over at Dubly. I don't think I said that much rotten stuff. I don't have anything really bad to say about Dubly. And I'm not pulling down my blog because I didn't say anything rotten about him. I mean, I just didn't. And he might end up still getting sued. I talked about what happened with me and Michael Alexander, a big-time Dubly guy. And inside of that conversation, I went out with Min Ho and Michael Alexander, two of the richest guys on the planet, Troy.
That's true.
I ended up picking up the tab. I mean, we said, is that the weirdest thing you've ever heard? So if Min and Michael are listening, I mean, we got to take me out to dinner. I'm just sitting there looking at that bill for like an hour, and they're all sitting there staring at it, and we're staring at it. And of all the people that shouldn't have to pick up the tab, it was Tom Chenault. I was the poorest guy at the table by a long shot, wouldn't you think?
That is hilarious, man. That is hilarious.
Yeah.
That's like on, you know, I went out with Sandy Botkin once, and he invited me out to dinner and said, hey, come on out, let's go to barbecue. I said, okay, we get to the register. And he paid for his half and looked at me and said, hey, it's a tax deduction. You need to pay for it yourself. So I know that feeling, man.
I could have gone on that. I would have done half. I would have done a, you know, there were four couples there, and I would have easily carried that. But, man, I've never been more. I mean, I tell you what, I got hooked by Min and by Michael. And I'm just calling them out right here on the radio show. I have no idea what the hell happened there, but
I am still
defending Dubly, so I must be a heck of a guy.
You must be, but you know, let me say something on that. Michael and I had a conversation this week after this story broke, and everybody that I have talked to in the field, vendors that I've talked to that support Dubly, every one of them have come to say, Troy, we don't see where this is fair either, and we're going to do everything we can to try to get the company to realize they're going after the wrong guy. If they want to go after somebody, they should go after the guy that actually wrote all this stuff, not the guy that actually linked to a few of them, and then the other guy that they can't get, Oz, over behind MLM. So it's I got to tell you, although I still take my hat off, I don't understand this whole Dubly mess all the time. They've got some people in the field, Tom. They're just top-notch guys over there, buddy.
Yeah, and that's a fact. So what do you think about what's going on in the industry as a whole? I mean, it is growing the profession, as Eric Worre would say. And, I mean, we are off to the races, aren't we here?
I think we are. I think we've come into a maturity. I think now that Wall Street's taken a peek at us, I think now that we've seen some companies like Herbalife have to go out there and become the new benchmark. I mean, for years it was the 1979 decision with Amway. And now I think that we're going to be looking at companies like Herbalife and Vima and these companies that say, hey, here's the way you got to run your business. I know Kevin Thompson the other day mentioned that the DSA has even said they're going to step up their compliance and self-police a little better. So I believe that the industry as a whole, the great companies that are out there, are helping us move to the place where reps are going to be able to really make some good money and know that it's not just going to disappear tomorrow.
Something else pretty exciting lately. My old buddy, Peter Mingle, has surfaced and is alive and kicking and still his crazy, obnoxious self calling me. I'll never forget when we were at that board meeting. And I was the only one that didn't say anything. And Peter looked up at me and said, Tom, are you crazy? And I said, what? He says, I cannot believe that came out of your mouth that I haven't spoken. But Peter is a good man. And he's got this leads program of his that is probably the best leads program out there for two reasons. The quality of the leads and the training that goes around the leads that you buy. So anybody that wants to get hold of Peter Mingles, I Troy, you know me pretty well. I'm pretty good on the phone. I'm good at three-way calls. I'm a master of recruiting and enrollment. And I even bought $1,000 worth of Peter Mingles leads. And I didn't buy them because I needed the leads. I bought them because I needed the training so I could tune up my golf swing. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that there's only a couple of people that I would say are masters at lead generation, and Peter is definitely one of them. He has stayed tried and true. He's reinvented himself. They've gone from just the old paper leads to the internet. They know what they're doing over there. He's got a great crew, but it is the training. Second to none,
one of the things that Peter has never backed away from is that we're in a sales business and you better learn how to sell. And that is something that most of these people don't want to do. They want to call it everything but sales. And Peter doesn't do that. He teaches you how to go out there and sell your product and recruit people into your business.
And I'm going to tell you one more thing, and I just want to, okay, before we get out of here, nice guy is finished first. And I want to go back to BK Barreco because I think he got hammered. I think he's one of the pioneers of this profession. I think he's in a category like the Wallachs, where he has just fought it out and led with his checkbook and really, really been an ambassador of this profession without selling himself out to corporate America or anything else. And he just deserves he deserves whatever we can give him. I mean, he is a good man. And I just want to make sure I said that one last time, because we've talked about some company owners on this show today, and I am positive 100% that the guy, if I have to talk about any company owner of all the conversations we have today, it's going to be my buddy BK Barreco, because I think he's truly a guy that is trying to make every one of our lives better, don't you?
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.